I'm Bruce Cameron. Welcome to Come All Ye on 2MCE, the sounds of Scottish band Silly Wizard. That's our theme for this program, heard every week on community radio here in Bathurst and Orange.
My name is Bald Reynolds. I was born near Bonfire Hill. That was many years ago, but I remember still. My brothers and my sisters, as we played near the den, with ne'er a care all in the world, my life was easy then. When I was scarcely 9 months old, I first met with the hounds. I heard their voices through the wood as I came above ground. I found it very easy to leave them in my wake. I wandered many miles that day. It was to prove my fate. While I was on that journey, I met her in a copse. She had a handsome thick red coat. Straightway my heart was lost. We spent that year together, had 7 cubs all told. I thanked the hounds for sending me along that distant road. Many times while I was stalking rabbits on my own, I heard the distant hunting horn that called the stragglers home. At times the hounds would follow me, but I would have my fun. Across the fields and meadows, I'd give them a good run. My mate and I, we stayed together many seasons more. Pheasants in the winter time we always had in store. In the springtime I worked hard to feed the newborn young. Hunting through the short chill night until the rising sun. Vixen died, now I am on my own. My legs are tired, my coat is rough, all my seed is sown. I do not wish a lingering death, I'll meet the hunt again and lead them on a final chase. Once more they'll serve my end. My name it is Bald Reynolds. I was born near Bonfire Hill. That was many years ago, but I remember still. My vixen and my young cubs, as we lay by the den. But now I bid you all farewell, my life is at an end.
That's the track called Grunst by Reign of Animals, who are Pepita Emmerich, quite well known in Australia as a member of OPEP. To it out here. And her musical partner, Theodore Barnard, also a member of Wire and Wool. And opening the program today, a song called Bold Reynolds from the perspective of a fox. A song written by Dave Toy, fellow from Sussex, I think, these days. Martin Wyndham Reid gave us that one. Welcome to Come All Ye.
I wish I was in Glasgow with some good old friends of mine, some good old rough companions, some good old smooth red wine. We would talk about the old days and the old town's sad decline, and drink with the boys on the road. That good old place I miss so much now sees some better days, yet still we talk about it as we go our separate ways. Glasgow gave me more than it ever took away, and prepared me for life on the road. I was born in Glasgow, in the east end of the town. I would take you there and show you, but they pulled the old place down. When I think about it, it always makes me frown. They bulldozed it all to make a road. That good old place I miss so much now sees some better days, still we talk about it as we go our separate ways. Glasgow gave me more than it ever took away, and prepared me for life on the road. To Glasgow, that's how the old song ran. Ask anyone who's been there, you will understand. You can take the man from Glasgow, but not the Glasgow from the man. It prepares you for life on the road. That good old place I miss so much now sees some better days, yet still we talk about it as we go our separate ways. Glasgow gave me more than it ever took away, and prepared me for life on the road.
A song from Ian McIntosh, very well-respected Glaswegian singer. It didn't record a lot, certainly not solo very much, although that song comes from a solo album of his called Risk and Roses. He did record a good album with Brian McNeil, another fine Scottish singer. But that song, I Wish I Was in Glasgow, composed by yet another Glaswegian, Billy Connolly. Going to play two tracks by Judy Small now, a very fine Australian singer-songwriter who has got back into music since retiring from her day job as a magistrate. I'll play a few double plays from albums in the course of the program today, starting with this one. This is Judy Small from the album Global Village, The Portrait of Margot Berard. And if you've never heard of Margot Berard, you'll know more about that person at the end of this song. Then Judy Small will sing one in mock French, which I think you might recall.
Portrait of Margot Berard sits there on my wall, in a frame made especially to house her in safety and calm. A print of a painting by Monsieur Pierre-Auguste Renoir. The original hangs in the Met in Manhattan, first floor. The picture of innocence, blue eyes, fair curls, and faint smile. A four-year-old girl in a pinafore and a blue blouse. The child of a friend of the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir. The original hangs in the Met in Manhattan, first floor. Plaque which sits under that frame on that wall in New York tells of Renoir, who met a young girl in the garden one day. She was weeping her lesson in German that morn had been hard, and to cheer her he painted the portrait of Margot Berard. On that late summer day in New York, I was just killing time with my friend. I knew nothing of art, and I found myself there in the Met in Manhattan, first floor, face to face with the Renoir impression of Margot Berard. I was stunned to find tears in my eyes as I gazed at her face. The soul of the child shining forth in those eyes is so clear. Paint on a canvas that thrilled me right down to my core. A portrait of hope for the future is Margot Berard. And the plaque which sits under that frame on that wall in New York tells of Renoir, who met a young girl in the garden one day. She was weeping her lesson in German that morn had been hard, and to cheer her he painted the portrait of Margot Berard. This planet is governed by fools, that the battle is lost and there's no point in hope anymore, I remember that print sitting there in its frame on my wall. The original hangs in the Met in Manhattan, first floor. I remember that print sitting there in its frame on my wall. The original hangs in the Met in Manhattan, first floor.
Argos ou de jour, cordon bleu chic, coiffure, fait accompli, maison. Crème de menthe, Marcel Marceau, meringue bleu mange Bardot, gauche qu'est Paris, garçon. Toilette, voyeur, au revoir, déjà vu. Carte blanche, bidet, croissant, bourgeois. C'est la vie, abattoir.
Absolutely meaningless. Isn't that wonderful? That's L'Avion Rose as rewritten. Not by Judy Small, but she sang it there. And before that, The Portrait of Margot Barrard, which indeed is on display in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. A small painting by Pierre-Auguste Renoir. Another double play now on Come All Ye. This is from Battlefield Band. We'll have a song called The Tamasha, and then we'll slow things down with a Gaelic air called Gaedo Haed Mido Mlaibhe. No, it isn't called that at all, but that's how it's spelt.
There were twa bonnie lassies, and they were dressed in blue, and they went out some rushes for to poo, and you know them caught a wee thing before she did return, and she bundled it and put it in her apron. Well, the first man that she met was her father on the stair. Oh, daughter, dear daughter, what have you got there? Who gave to you the tam o' shanter to wear the starched gown, and you bundled it and put it in your apron? Oh, was it to the baker, or was it to the clown, or was it to the bonny boy that sails the world around? To wear the starched gown, and you bundled it and put it in your apron. It wasn't to the baker, it wasn't to the clown, it was to the bonny boy that sails the world around. He gave to me the tam o' shanter to wear the starched gown, and I bundled it and put it in my apron. Got to be
Though I go to sleep... No, wait a minute. Though I go to bed, little sleep comes to me. That's what that title of that Gaelic air means. That and the preceding track, which was The Tamasha, come from a 1993 album called Opening Moves by Battlefield Band. They were still going strong after many, many years. Lots of lineup changes as well. We heard Alan Reid singing The Tamasha, and he's no longer in the band. Now, time to introduce you to a featured album, and it's a new one, or comparatively new, a band recorded in 2025. The group is called Gaydon. We've heard a little bit from them in a previous program from a self-titled, maybe an EP, not so many tracks as a full album, but we'll feature an album today called May the Devil Tune Your Banjos. That gives you a bit of an idea that there's some Irish music on this album. However, there's also smatterings of bluegrass and old-time music, all mixed up by two original members of the band, Jacopo Ventura and Lorenzo Testa, aided by Joan Gatti. So yes, originally from Italy, and indeed those three live in Italy. But there's two other members. They happen to be banjo players, Ender Scahill and Eric Long. Ender Scahill is a tenor banjo master, and he's an All-Ireland champion. The most recent addition to the band is Eric Long, clawhammer banjo player and singer-songwriter, originally from Pennsylvania, part of America deeply rooted in the Appalachian tradition. And it's from that tradition, essentially, this first track comes. It's simply called Old Timey.
Thank you.
a track called Old Timey, and I think it's quite telling. The liner notes don't say who was responsible for the percussion. I wonder why. We've got guitar and bass played by Jacopo Ventura, Lorenzo Testa playing tenor banjo and mandolin, Ender Scahill playing tenor banjo, Eric Long, clawhammer banjo, and John Gatti playing fiddle. Nobody thumping away on drums or baron or chairs or anything else. Anyway, we'll hear a few more tracks from that on the program today. That's at the featured album called May the Divil Tune Your Banjos. Plenty of banjos in that lineup, as you can tell. You're listening to Come All Ye.
Did you see him going past today? Billy, Kate and Robin, the three of them up upon the back of old grey Dobbin, jogging along on their way to school, down along the track. I wonder what Dobbin thinks of it, with three upon his back. And Robin is at the bridle rein in the middle gate, little Billy behind and hanging on, his legs felt straight. Coming back from school, jiggity joggity jig. They've just got to the corner where the gums are growing big, and Dobbin's flicking off the flies and blinking at the sun. I think three kids upon his back's a great big bundle of fun. And Robin is at the bridle rein in the middle gate, little Billy behind and hanging on, his legs out straight.
Dave de Hugard, and a poem originally written by C.J. Dennis. He called it Going to School, but it was recorded there by Dave de Hugard with the title Three Kids on a Horse. And did you recognise the voice of the backing singer? It was Kate Burke, well known to this program and well known in the folk music scene right across Australia. Great singer, nice person too. You're listening to Come All Ye. This is the Foghorn String Band with Grey Eagle.
bonitos ojos tiene. Debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tiene. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no lo dejas, pero si tú no lo dejas, ni siquiera parpadea. Malagueña salerosa, besar tus labios quisiera, besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa. Como el canto
song's called Malagueña Salerosa by an ensemble, Ronstadt Generations and Los Tucsonenses. Ronstadt Generations include the younger brother of Linda Ronstadt, Michael Joseph Ronstadt, and two of his kids, Michael Gilbert Ronstadt and Petey Ronstadt, plus another bunch of fellows, and I guess they're the Tucsonenses. An interesting album called Prelude. Nice stuff. It's not all in Spanish, and it's not all singing. Well, worth a listen. I like it. Next on Come All Ye, I bring you two tracks from Mairéadh na Muine and Frankie Kennedy. Mairéadh na Muine, frequent visitor to this program. Her late husband, Frankie Kennedy, recorded with her before his death, obviously. A few bits and pieces, a couple of albums. This particular one is called Cúil Adhuí, which means northern music. So we'll hear Mairéadh sing a song, first of all, called An Spéilleadóir, which, although it's in Gaelic, I can tell you it refers to the travails of seasonal labourers. Until comparatively recently, Donegal men and women, Donegal being where Mairéadh na Muine's family came from, would have to travel to Scotland for seasonal work. Spéilleadóir. Then a set of Germans, and I'll tell you about the Germans at the end of the second track.
Spéilleadóir bexes the mahamolas segrig, bein mos balcrort the lomas biwaring fair. No ara lago mar a talu e token ren a varavi, monul comensa wale nam wintinye. He had a gun that he gave them a witcher in. Mo wamu yes, me yachi yes, mo herja lickalir. Te ohar buiko prashaku, snya duler bises prashaku. Es posi mission spala tai she wanyun fir. En yahag dara wale shoten fwer kadare. Gantar gantam gan pasku are eraratil te ket the bugle barutis ni mona harshi taluma monul comensa wale nam wintinir rahima kahala bins ni fei ma gohek chokki ma no wale kaspe ma pruchichin. Quiggy war bachrina ni a call na lapatif, monul comments a wale nam wanchinier. A halini na trualev mushkial, mishagal ar farigas can kata peluhi. Quiggy war bachrina ni a call na lapatif, monul comments a wale governam. Wanchinir.
Thank you.
Germans. That's what they were, that set of tunes. And Germans were popular dancers in Donegal some time ago. They were danced very much like barn dancers, but had an extra step in them. Mairead Nemuini's father, Francie, remembered these tunes a few years ago after not having played them for many years. They cropped up here on this album by Francie's daughter, Mairead Nemuini, and her husband, Frankie Kennedy, album called Cœur le Lui. Also on the album, featuring those two fine musicians, we hear Kieran Curran, Fintan McManus, Geroid Nemuini, and Enya Brennan, who went on to greater things. That album's from 1983. My goodness. Next track I'm going to play is called Across the Western Ocean. Now, Across the Western Ocean is one of those tracks that I suppose has lots of different variations, some more impressive than others. But once again, this is the featured album, May the Devil Tune Your Banjos, the Italian-Irish-North American band Gaydon.
Times are hard and the wages low. A meal you wear, you're bound for. The Rocky Mountains are my home. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. Across the Western Ocean. The Rocky Mountains are my home. Across the Western Ocean. Friends and home, Amelia, where you're bound for. I am going away to search for gold across the Western Ocean, across the Western Ocean, across the Western Ocean. I am going away to search for gold across the Western Ocean. To join the Irish Army. father and mother say goodbye. Amelia, where you bound for? Brothers and sisters, don't you cry. Across the Western Ocean, across the Western Ocean, across the Western Ocean. Brothers and sisters, don't you cry. Across the Western Ocean. Ah!
Long from the featured album Across the Western Ocean. He's a member of the band Gaiden. Three of them live in Italy and the others are various other places. More from them as we progress through the program today. This is Martin Wyndham Reid and an Australian song, Tack.
I'm a shearer, yes I am, and a shorn both sheep and lamb, from the Wimmera to the Darling Downs and back. And I've wrung a shed or two with a fleece as tough as glue, but I'll tell you where I struck the hardest tack. I was down round yonder way, killing time from day to day, till the big shed started moving further out. When I met a bloke perchance, who was summed up in a glance as a cocky from a vineyard round about. Well, it seemed he picked me too, but it wasn't hard to do, for I had me tongs a-swinging at me hip. Well, I've got a mob, he said, just about 200 head, and I'd give a £10 note to get the clip. I said, right, I'll take a stand. It meant pulling out my hand. By 9 o'clock we rounded up the mob, in a shed sunk in the ground, with wine casks all around, and that was where I started on the job. I takes it easy for a bit till me hand was getting fit, but in a time I'd done some half a score, with a cocky picking up and handing me a cup of pinky after every sheep is yawn. Well, the cocky had to go away about the seventh day, after showing me which kind of casks to use. So I do the picking up, then manipulate the cup, strolling round them wine casks just to pick and choose. Then I'd stagger to the pen, grab a sheep and start again, with a sound between a hiccup and a sob. And sometimes I'd fall asleep with me arms around a sheep, worn and weary from me over-arduous job. Well, at last 6 weeks went by, till one day with a sigh I shoved the dear old cobbler through the door, gathered in the cocky's pay, then I staggered on me way from the hardest bloody shed I'd ever shone.
My name is Barney Rafferty, that is my condiment. Though some folks call me Barney, they're of the lower bent. I'm putting up for Parliament as the poor man's candidate. And isn't Mickey Cafferty the only man I hate? So, don't forget to come up to the polls on election day. And when you come up to the polling booth, vote for Barney Rafferty. Do not vote for Cafferty, for Rafferty's the only man to vote for, understand. And if you vote for Cafferty and leave out Barney Rafferty, you might as well pack up your traps and leave your native home. You all know my sentiments, I'm partial to home rule, and every child that's 6 weeks old I'll send away to school. I'll do away with work and war, your minds I'll elevate, so mind you vote for Rafferty, the poor man's candidate. Yes, my friends, when I ruminated, I ponderated and procrastinated to those who were implicated, but I won't be irritated in any degree by Cafferty, and though irritated, I penetrated and stated that he should be commiserated because it would not be tolerated by Rafferty. I suppose some of you people here tonight don't know what I'm talking about. In fact, I'm not too sure that I do myself. But what I want to convey to you in the simplest manner possible is when you come up to the polling booth on election day, you vote for Barney Rafferty. Yes, my friends, when I get into Parliament, you'll see what I'll do. And I know that on the strength of these promises, I know I'll suit for you. You've got to ask for what you want and get it, sure you will. And if you doubt, then wait till I bring in my bill. Yes, my friends, you can talk about your Job O'Neills and your Georgie Porgy Reeds and the boys who keep you there listening all night, but when I get into Parliament, I'll keep them there for a blue month. Now I'll address the Assembly something like this. Great men of station, the illustration of a mighty nation, without any more hesitation and claims of admiration, it is my determination, without equivocation, reservation or observation, concerning any plantation or decoration worthy of contemplation. The explanation is consternation in relation to reputation, and is a poor relation and donation, and in my estimation and recantation of the excretion or abomination, it is enough to make the whole nation to exclaim, oh, botheration. Talk about your exuberance of verbosity. Could Cafferty talk like that? No, not without him borrowing my tongue. So if you want plenty of money and no work, come up to the polling booth on electoral day, and when you get to the poll,
vote for Barney Rafferty. Do not vote for Cafferty, for Rafferty's the man to vote for, understand. And if you vote for Cafferty and leave out Barney Rafferty, you might as well pack up your traps and leave your native land.
Ladies and gentlemen, hearers and shearers, both of the feminine and the sheminine gender, I've dubiously requested myself to attend here today to offer myself as a candidate, and to take this, the just opportunity of coming out of jail, to address myself to the task of holding up the lamp of ignorance to the splendid darkness of your glorious thick-headedness. What does any man, woman or child who has reached the age of 50 years for centuries know about politics? Nothing. Nothing, double that. But look here, my fellow grands, I know the whole family. Polly Ticks, Mrs. Ticks, Tom Ticks, and stop your tickling jock. The science of politics, ladies and gentlemen, lies in the art of futility and the saying a lot without saying anything, and of appealing to the conglomerated objective that's electoral conceptivity without glamosh, the phlogistics and pederosity of the status in quo. The man, woman or child that doesn't follow politics is living in a fool's paradise. How can they ever feel the luxury of knowing that they are downtrodden slaves, weathering and groaning under the iron heels of a blasted tyranny? Some people ask me which side I'm on. Well, I'm on the side that's in. There's no pickings on the sides that's out. Not that pickings would trouble me in the slightest. I'm used to picking, pockets, and of course, opal. Some people ask me whether I'm a socialist. Will you take me over to the pub then? I'll drink as free and as sociable as anybody's expenses will allow. But what can be more beautiful, more seraphic, more magnificent than the battle cry of the socialist? You get everything for nothing, and everybody gets sixpence over the right change. Them are my sentiments, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't practice what I preach. Now,
Let's pass a few buckets of cold water over some of the burning issues of the day. Why shouldn't a man be able to marry his deceased wife's sister? There's nothing in that. Why shouldn't a man be allowed to put rat poison in his brother-in-law's tea? There's nothing in that. And why shouldn't I be allowed to come onto this platform and bawl out anything that comes into my head? There's nothing in that. But look here, my fellow grands. Some things are made as they go on. Can we any longer submit to the state of affairs that allows the present to ride by in all the splendour of an electric tramway, while we, the flesh, the skin, the bones, the hair and the tissue of the land, we haven't a feather bed to put in our mouth or a sausage roll to lie upon? Strike home! Strike for freedom and free beer, so that in bygone days, gone by our ancestors, for generations to come, we'll point with pride to our portraits modern in the chambers of horror, and say to those gentlemen, to those our forefathers, our five fathers, our six fathers, our grandfathers, our godfathers, and those in the pub up the road, we owe our all. So let us fanfare and speak the trumpet and yell to a perspiring prosperity till the mystical ramifications of the concoctions and irritability of the conqueror's spontaneity. Fellow electors and blithering idiots, I bid you all a good night. So,
vote for Barney Rafferty. Do not vote for Cafferty. For Rafferty's the only man to vote for, understand. And if you vote for Cafferty and leave out Barney Rafferty, you might as well pack up your traps and leave your native home.
Warren Fay in full flight with a mix of bits and pieces there. First of all, a song called Rafferty and Cafferty. In between it, or in amongst it, there was a stump speech from a would-be politician. The art of saying a lot without saying anything at all. And Warren Fay dates that stump speech to around the 1900 mark, given that it refers to George Reed and others. We heard the voices also of Dave de Hugard and Bob McInnes. Rafferty and Cafferty, Warren procured, collected, recorded from Joe Watson, who was one of his greatest suppliers of Australian collected material. It came from Carringbar in Sydney. He sang that song to Warren when he was 92 years old. We'll take a track. Oh, I'll take two tracks. That's right. I was going to play a few double tracks today. So these next two come from June Tabor with Martin Simpson. Well, that's what's on the cover of the album. The album is called A Cut Above. First one's Admiral Benbow, then we'll hear Heather Down the Moor.
We sail from Virginia, nothing then to fail. Where we watered our ship and nothing then we weighed old. All in view on the seas, boys, seven sails we did espy. We man at our cups, then nothing waits speedily. For the first we come up with was a brigantine sloop. We asked if the others was as big as they looked. How but turn into windward as near as we could lie. Saw there were 10 men all war cruising by. We drew up our squadron in very nice line, and boldly we fought them for full 4 hours' time. But the day being spent, boys, and the night coming on, we let them alone till the very next morn. The very next morning the engagement proved hot, and brave and rough and bold received a chain shot. And as he was wounded, to his merry men he did say, take me up in your arms, boys, and carry me away. Now the guns they did rattle and the bullets did fly, but brave and rough and bold for help would not cry. Take me down to the cockpit, there's ease for the sparks. If the merry men see me, it will sure break their hearts.
they hoisted their topsails and so bore away. We bore to Port Royal, where the people flocked much to see Admiral Benbow carried to Kingston Church.
Come all you brave fellows, wherever you've been, let us drink to the health of our king and our queen, and another good health to the girls that we know, and a third in remembrance of brave Admiral Benbow.
Admiral Benbow from June Tabor. The next one from the same album is Heather Down the Moor.
One morning they went fieldward gay, serene and pleasant was the weather. Espied a lass and a very bonny lass, she was sweeping the dew from among the heather down the moor. And among the heather o'er the moor through the heather. Espied a lass and a very bonny lass, she was sweeping the dew from among the heather down the moor. Barefooted was she was comely dressed, but I had bought neither hat nor feather. She'd a platter up neatly round the west as she tripped through the bloom and heather down the moor. And among the heather o'er the moor through the heather. She'd a platter up neatly round the west as she tripped through the bloom and heather down the moor. I stepped up to this fair young lady, tell me your name, come tell me heather. She answered me down with a bonny burn side, and I'm glad to know of my youth together down the moor. And among the heather o'er the moor through the heather. She answered me down with a bonny burn side, and I'm glad to know of my youth together down the moor. I courted her that livelong day, my heart was light as any feather. Till the beams of the red setting sun come a-shining down, and among the heather down the moor. And among the heather o'er the moor through the heather. Until the beams of the red setting sun come a-shining down, and among the heather down the moor. And among the heather down the moor.
June Tabor, what a wonderful voice she has. The album that we heard those last two tracks from is called A Cut Above, and it's a ripper. Here's the late John Dengate.
All clear, given they're racing now. Carina Royal's missed it by 3 lengths, first out Peddler's Lass. Bicentaine hunts up on the inside to join it in the lead from Sheer Challenge, Gin Man and Court Challenge. Then overcoming, that's brilliant, and about five or six last of all is Carina Royal. 1,100 metres out by...
Each Saturday morning I crawl out of bed, hungover from Friday's excess, feeling crook in the comics and crook in the head, and with mountains of sins to confess. And then I remember it's race day again, and I collect up me clothes off the floor. I tune into early selections at 10, the adrenaline's pumping once more. I have a snake's hiss, I give breakfast a miss, wallet and form guide I grab. Then I suddenly bolt like a 2-year-old colt all the way down the hill to the tab. It's number of units and number of race are the numbers spin round in me brain. And I stand there blaspheming and cursing the place. The biros are broken again. Well, the long shots are up and the favourites are short, and I never know what's running dead. So I ring up me mate, but he got home so late that his missus won't rouse him from bed. Mick Dittman could win on a horse made of tin, so I back everything that he rides. And the big Melbourne grey is a good thing each way, and a couple of others besides. And fellas, quinellas are sometimes a chance, and doubles are always a go. So when I walk out, I am light in the pants, 'cause the tab has got most of me dough. Well, a quick break for grub, then it's into the pub, and I stand there and weep in me booze. For the horses I back, they're all over the track, and they lose, and they lose, and they lose. Seek not escape in the gambling, my friend, though your life may be humdrum and drab. Seek solace in psalms or in young ladies' arms, but never go into a tab. At Warwick Farm, Rose Hill and Ranwick they race. It's a sign of our moral decay. But wipe that superior smirk off your face. I expect a trifecta today.
Thank you.
yes, that's Colinda, Cedric Watson and Corey Ledet from the album Going Down to Louisiana. Bit of Cajun music on the program today. Another track not from Australia. This one's from Greece via Melbourne. This is from the wonderful band Apodimi Kompania, aided and abetted by Krasula Kehaoglu, who was actually born in Toronto, but she moved to Greece when she was about one. The song is Sapmolaipi. No, that's the album, sorry, Sapmolaipi. The track is Ego Ime Giasena. Lovely voice. It's Krasula Kehaoglu singing with the group Apodimi Kompania, formed in Melbourne a long time ago, most of their time now back in Greece, where the founders George and Manolis Kalyatsos came from. A song called Ego Eme Giasena, I Am For You. The album is Sapmolaipi, which means sleepless. Here's a track called The Walk of the Fiddler's Bride, and it features pipes because Darek de Bruin composed the tune and he's in this band. They're called O'Sheen, and it's a very old album. And I'll keep it going to play a second track, which is more familiar perhaps than the instrumental, a song called Love is Teasing, featuring the vocals of Geraldine McGowan.
I wish I was a maid again, but a maid again I ne'er will be, till cherries grow on an ivy tree. Ah, love is teasing, and love it is pleasing, and love is a treasure when first it's new. But as love grows older, and love grows colder, it fades away like the morning dew. There is a nail house in the town, and 'tis there my love he sits him down, and he takes a strange girl on his knee, and he tells her things that he once told me. Ah, love and porter makes young men older, and love and whiskey makes them old and gray. But what cannot be cured, love, must be endured, love. And so I am bound for Mary Kay.
Fine voice, Geraldine McGowan, singing Love is Teasing, from an album recorded quite a while ago by the group Oisin, O-I-S-I-N. Before Love is Teasing, we heard The Walk of the Fiddler's Bride, composed and played by the piper Darek de Bruin, from the same album by Oisin. Time for a final track, I think, from the featured album. This is Gaydon and the Greengroves of Erin and the Boys of Mallon. Scale taking the lead there, I suspect. Greengroves of Erin and the Boys of Mallon, from our featured album today on Come All Ye by the group Gaydon, an album called May the Divil Tune Your Banjos, a 2025 album. Jacopo Ventura, playing guitar and bass, Lorenzo Testa, tenor banjo, mandolins. In the scale, we heard there playing tenor banjo, Eric Long, clawhammer banjo, and Joan Gatti playing fiddle. Interesting band, interesting approach to the music they played. I didn't give you the full dose of their the varieties of music, but we might hear more from them in programs to come. This is a lovely song. It's a cross-border romance song. It's called Spanish is the Loving Tongue. It's based on a poem written by a cowboy poet, Charles Badger Clark. It was written very early in the 20th century. We'll hear Happy Trom from an album, Just for the Love of It. Featured on this track, we'll hear the almost ubiquitous Martin Simpson. He plays with everybody, and he's very good. He's playing slide guitar on this, and Abby Newton playing cello.
Spanish is the loving tongue, soft as music, light as spray. There's a girl I'm dreaming of, living down Sonora way. I don't look much like a lover, still I hear her love words over. Mostly when I'm all alone, mi amor, an evening when I'd ride, she would listen for my spurs, throw the big doors open wide, raise those laughing eyes. How my heart would start a beating when I heard her tender greeting, whispered soft for me alone, mi amor, mi corazón. Old Senora nodding near, me and Juana talking low, so the madre wouldn't hear. How the hours would go flying, pretty soon I'd hear her sighing. In her little sorry tone, adios, mi corazón.
Adios, mi corazón.
Happy Traum, with a song that is anything but happy, I guess. But it's very pretty. I do like that song. I don't play it often enough. Spanish is the Loving Tongue, from an album Just for the Love of It. Well, that's about it from me, folks. I've got one more for you. It comes from a group that I haven't played for a long time. This is the Rankins. They come from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. A song called Weddings, Wakes and Funerals, which is not as grim as it sounds. There are some tunes scattered in amongst the song here. We'll hear Hamish the Carpenter, Cecily Ross, and Lord Jesus, of You I Will Sing. Taking the lead vocals on this song, Jimmy Rankin. Various other Rankins are involved, including Cookie, Heather and Raylene, and some others as well. That'll see us out, I think. Thank you for your company today. We'll do it all again soon.
Amen.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the programme.